Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The Tuscarawas County Democratic Party has a new face running for the county commissioner seat in November. Sharon Buckley Mahardy was selected to fill the nominee position and says while she has never ran for a political office before, she is excited to represent the people of Tuscarawas County. In the general election, she will face Republican Al Landis. Tuscarawas Valley Farmers Market at the County Fairgrounds in Dover opens their 10th season this Wednesday. This year, they will offer the complimentary service Veggie Valet across from the food court. You can take your cart to the designated tent. They'll give you a number, and then you can walk down, get in your car, and pull up into the valet lane, and they will load the car for you. Not only can you get locally grown produce every Wednesday from 3 to 7, but also meats, creams, lotions, and teas. And the village of Denison will begin sweeping Tuesday, June 5th, and Wednesday, June 6th, at approximately 6 a.m., starting with Grant Street. Parking will be allowed once the streets have been cleaned. All vehicles must be moved by 5:30 a.m. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Hey there, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm glad you made it back from the gas station safely.
Yeah.
Safe and sound with two bags of donuts in tow.
I did.
Your Monday good?
Today's Tuesday.
Was your Monday good?
Oh. Yeah, it was good. I'm trying to think, what did I do yesterday?
Well, if you can't remember, it must have been an awesome day.
I tried to take a nap. That didn't go as planned.
That's per the usual, though. I mean,
right, this shift requires a nap, don't you think?
That and coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes. But I didn't go to bed till late. I don't even know why.
I was looking yesterday. This Cavs game tomorrow doesn't start till 9.
I know. That is way past our bedtime.
I know game one started at 9, but...
And I don't understand why it's so late, because it's on the East Coast. You know what I mean? I would understand when it's late on the West Coast, but...
Because 9 here will be, what, 6 over there?
Yeah,
is that what it will be?
I don't know how the whole time...
Now I understand they want to maximize their audience.
That means that game will probably not be over till midnight.
Yeah, it'll be 3 hours difference.
Are you going to be up?
I don't know. Depends on how the first three quarters go, to be honest
with you. So you will watch?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What else is going to be on?
So late.
I get it. I understand. But no, I mean, they have to maximize their audience. They're not going to air it here when everybody on the West Coast is still at work and
right.
Driving home and in rush hour traffic and
Jeez,
all that kind
easy.
Of thing. Hey, yesterday I was supposed to get my car back, return this rental.
Mm-hmm.
It did not happen. I'm sure you already know that, though.
I was offering my services.
You were my Uber yesterday. My Lyft driver, if you will. Let's Lyft with a Y, of course.
I'll put you in the back seat where the baby seat is.
Very nice. Very nice. Is your car a mess? You have baby stuff all over the place, or you keep it pretty tidy?
Usually it's pretty neat, but right now it's kind of a mess because I'm in the midst of planning a reunion, and so just a bunch of stuff and crap is piled back there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I talked to the adjuster. They said, yeah, car's done. Go ahead and go pick it up, blah, blah, blah. Now, I mean, no disrespect to... Shout out to Paul's, by the way. Paul's Body Shop there in Dover. Taking care of me. It's not their fault. I mean, they're just waiting on another part to be delivered. But the adjuster said, yeah, sure, it's done. Go pick it up. So I called Paul's yesterday. I said, you know what? I want to make sure that... What if they go on a lunch break? I'm going to be there right around noon. I don't want to get there and wait an hour for my vehicle, that kind of thing. So I told him, I said, hey, I'm coming to pick up my vehicle today. And they asked for my name. They said, no, it's not ready today. We heard you talk about it on the radio, though. And we were wondering what you were talking about. Well, one, thanks for listening over there at Paul's in Dover. And two, I guess I'll see you Wednesday when I get my car back.
You must have really done a doozy on that.
Malibu. I wish I could have done a doozy or two more on that thing.
To total it?
I don't ever want to see that car again. But
you're going to sit behind the wheel for the first time, and you're going to be like, you...
I'm going to hate myself.
You...
I think I told you I thought about when I put it in the ditch, hydroplaned off 250 right into the ditch. I thought about just setting it up in flames right there. So I don't know what happened. I put it in a ditch and then
freak accidents
caught on fire.
Like that can happen.
Spontaneously combusted.
Right.
Right in front of my eyes. I was lucky to get out alive.
Oh, my God.
So you can just let it burn. Don't put it out. Don't put it out. Let it burn.
Just let it go. I think Usher has a song like that.
You got to let it burn. Yeah, for sure. Hey, yesterday I took the kids to doctor, mom and I.
Aw.
It's a little checkup.
Nice.
And we got to talking just right before we left, she asked about our summer, and I forget what the wife said, and she said, yeah, we're taking a trip, plane trip, Florida, here in about a month or so. Yeah, about a month. And
that's coming up quick.
We told her, or I'm sure she probably saw the look on my face, how frightened I was about about traveling with children, two twin boys. And she had to see how frightened I was and how scared I really am. So we were talking about it, and she said things we can maybe do, maybe have them chew on something for the ear popping.
Oh, yeah.
The older kids, obviously, the adults, you can chew gum, that kind of thing. She said have them drink something just so their ears don't get all messed up. And then she said something that was music to my ears. She said, you know, I would think it would be totally acceptable to give your kids maybe a little...
Benadryl?
Not Benadryl.
Tylenol?
No, not Tylenol. What's the other one I'm looking for?
Motrin?
Little Motrin. There you go.
Really?
Before the flight. Basically, my doctor said, go ahead, drug your children. And I said, Doc.
Terrible.
Doc, that's music to my ears right there.
Oh, my gosh.
The twin boys and yours truly will be all drugged up, ready for this flight, and we'll get to Florida in no time. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Jackson, calm down. Calm down. You need some more Motrin.
Well, when we take Evelyn to the doctors, she if I know she's going to get shots, I'll give her Tylenol before we leave, because the first time that she had a shot, it was like traumatizing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the screams are just so traumatic, and you don't want to see your little baby crying like that.
No.
And so when I went the first time after they stabbed her with a shot, they're like, well, next time just give her Tylenol beforehand and it won't be so bad. That was a lie.
I'll tell you what to do. Because when my boys get shots, last time they did, they were all crying. Obviously, it hurts, a little pinch, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I just pinch them on the other leg, and then they're totally fine. Takes their mind off of it.
You do not.
I just pinch them somewhere else and takes their mind off the shot. Hey, they're not thinking about the shot.
I hate shots. Even as an adult, I don't do well with needles. I hate getting my blood drawn. Do you?
I haven't had an experience with a needle in a long, long time.
That's probably a good thing.
It is a very good thing. No, I don't think I've ever had, maybe once I've had blood drawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you're pregnant, they poke and prod you at every, it's just like, here, take my arms.
Listen, trust me, nobody wants my blood, okay? Nobody wants what's flowing through these veins. Trust me when I say that. Hey, Facebook and Zuckerberg, easy for me to say, caught up in another disaster, little dust up with
another
their users,
one?
Of course. New York Times put out this report. They say that the social networking site has been sharing data with device makers such as Apple, Amazon, Samsung, and others for over the past 10 years. Now, a couple problems. They say if Facebook didn't ask their users, hey, can we share your data? Which, you know, did they? Probably not. Then they could be in some sort of trouble with the Federal Trade Commission. We'll just have to wait and see. It's just another black eye and a long list of black eyes, if you will, for Zuckerberg and Facebook. You seen that Facebook commercial?
Yes, I actually did see that.
Weird,
and I
right?
thought to myself, wow, they must really trying to do damage control.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. But, do you think in the grand scheme of things that it's really affected them in any way?
I honestly
can't see people sitting back and be like, oh, I'm not going to use Facebook.
I mean, out of 10, if there's two or three.
I wouldn't even go that high.
Yeah. Who really knows? New York Times, this report, they say that Facebook actually struck a data sharing deal with at least 60 device makers back in 2007. So it's been going on for quite some time.
Wow.
We'll see if that puts good old Marky Mark back in a fancy suit in front of Congress.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Did you ever listen? If you've never seen the bad lip reading, you know those bad lip reading YouTube mm-hmm. videos.
Yeah, those are funny.
They do ones of the NFL, Twilight. That one's pretty good. They did a bad lip reading of Zuckerberg and his testimony.
Oh, really?
And it is by far one of the funniest things I think that I've ever seen. Yeah, you'll have to check that out. Hey, speaking of Facebook, found this on Facebook. Of course, everything is on Facebook, right? This 91-year-old man from... Now, I've heard this town pronounced two different ways, either East Palestine or East Palestine.
Well, I was literally going to talk about that story.
To each its own. Were you this puzzle maker? Uh-huh. They want to sell these puzzles, this guy. This dude's 91, puts together like 1,000 piece puzzles in like a day, a couple days.
That's so crazy. Takes him.
His daughter started buying him these puzzles and everything. Now they want to sell them to buy first aid kits for all the local schools there in East Palestine or East Palestine.
I think it's the first.
So do I.
I think that's how they say it.
Yeah, that's how they say it there. Listen, Sugar Creek, Sugar Creek. To each his own. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
That's really neat, though.
My grandparents used to put together puzzles. I mean, on the dining room table, they'd always have a puzzle laid out.
They say it's good for the brain.
They would not let the grandkids ever touch the puzzle.
Some people do puzzles and then they frame them. If it's like one of those big mural ones, you know. But who's got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that. They didn't get that fancy. The rule is, remember the puzzle rule, how to start?
The corners.
You always start with those corners.
And then you
those outer
the border,
edges.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, and then work your way in.
Maybe. Very nice. Puzzle making 101 here on the morning show. After that, we'll have a cooking class and... Then sewing lessons.